The Chris and Steph Podcast. Making statistical information sound entertaining. Now, stats entertainment. Get it?
Okay, so I want to talk about some stats regarding the lengths we'll go to make our pets comfortable.
Oh, okay.
And to make our pets happy.
Happy.
Things like a fifth of cat owners have admitted to getting up at around 4 a.m. to serve breakfast for their pets.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
I get up at 4 a.m. for work, but to get up just to feed your cat.
Cats get hungry at 4 a.m.
Well, develop thumbs and you'll be able to open your own food.
That's
thanks very much.
A fifth of cat owners.
A fifth?
40% of dog owners actually take their canine companion to bed with them at night.
Yeah, we spoke about that. We've spoken about that a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
And about what was it, the story that we were doing about people feel safer if the dog is in the room because it serves as like a guard and then they feel like they're protected.
Now, this is actually all coming from Lily's Kitchen Pet Food, who polled so many thousands of pet owners.
Lily's.
Oh, yeah, good old Lily's.
Good old Lily's.
They also found a third of people let their pet into the toilet at the same time as they are there. Like when they're on the toilet, they'll let their pet in or, in the bath.
Well,
let their pet come in the room.
It's only fair. I mean, they let you watch, so why not the other way around? So, I mean, if you're going to watch them go, I mean, they should be able to watch you go, right?
In my old house, I had like a little heater in the bathroom because it was freezing.
Yeah,
it didn't have a proper window
a
in there.
Like
so,
that.
I had to have a little, electric heater in there.
Yep.
And as soon as I turned the heater on, my dog would love to come in and sit in front of the heater.
Yeah, okay.
But if I was like on the toilet, I could just push the door open because nothing, it didn't close or anything properly. And I'd be like, don't look. So he'd always face the heater and never look at me. Like, I'd always be like, look away, look away.
Eyes to the wall. Thanks very much, buddy.
Yeah, and 66% of people believe this is totally normal behaviour, with 9 out of 10 owners saying they don't care what people think about their relationship with their pets.
That's the thing about a lot of pet owners. They don't care what you think.
No. They're like, this is normal for us.
They don't even mind that we're talking about this stuff this morning at all.
I guess you're going to find this one a bit, intense.
Yeah, yeah.
15% of people have actually taken time off work because they're worried about their cat or dog being lonely or not feeling well.
I get not feeling well. Lonely, on the other hand, suck it up. Like, you're a pet, you have all day to just hang out and do anything, you'll be fine. But sick, I get sick.
Sick, yeah, you want to look after your
babies. A sick pet is a terrible situation to be in, and when your pooch or your cat's not well, it is tough. Yep. It is a terrible time.
It's hard. 34%, there's just so many good ones in here, refer to themselves as their pet's mummy or daddy.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that. You're not a mummy or a daddy. Thanks very much.
3 in 10 people actually sign like the animal's name in birthday cards.
Oh.
My dad does that.
But see, and often you'll get like a letter from the vet which is addressed to the pet. Like Mr. Squiggles.
Oh.
This one's coming from the pet place or whatever, the veterinarian hospital.
Yeah.
You've got an appointment coming up. I'm like, well, technically, I don't think Mr. Squiggles is going to call you up and organise it, so how about you address it to me? Thanks very much.
Yes, well, that's probably because more than 6 in 10 of us admit that they are closer to their pet than some of their family members.
Oh, well, families are a tough thing.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes you do need another person to distract you from your family.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, another animal, another being to distract you.
Well, the family don't greet me like the way that the dogs greet me when I get home in the afternoon. I'll say that.
Oh, maybe it's because you're not letting them sit in the bathroom while you're going to the toilet.
Don't look at me.
Maybe that's it. The Red Cross Blood Service is stepping into the studio with us now for some reason. And John, we usually talk to him on a Monday, but he's here now. Why are you here today, mate?
Come to say hello to you guys in Orange.
Good.
I've also come to set you a little bit of a challenge, Chris.
A bit of a challenge.
Nice.
Yes. So I've made you an appointment at the Orange Blood Donor Centre later this morning for you to come down, roll up your sleeves and give us some of your blood.
Oh, good.
Oh, nice. Great. Blood's a bit of a hot commodity down there.
But I didn't get you anything. It's not fair. So what, is this just, how much am I donating? All of it?
Ooh, about half a litre.
Half a litre?
Would you feel like, will Chris be feeling a bit lightheaded after that?
You can do, but what he needs to do is make sure he has something to eat before you come down. Drink some water.
Done.
And then
you can nearly do it at any time of the day. I'll pretty much be covered.
And then after you finish, we'll give you a fantastic milkshake and some cookies, and then you'll be skipping out of the door.
Nice.
Oh, wonderful.
Having saved three lives and done a great thing for the community.
There you go. Excellent.
Superhero.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm happy with that title.
How many lives did you save today?
That'll be fine. So how long does this take? I've got a busy day ahead. Like, how much time do I set aside?
Yeah, so we say to people to set aside 1 hour from walking in the door of the donor centre to walking out.
Okay.
Depending on how busy we are, it can often be quicker than that, but we say if you set aside an hour, then you'll definitely be fine.
Like, there's no drive-through service. It's you have to get out, come and sit down and have it done.
No, we're working on the drive-through service.
Right.
And what happens if, like, you know, casually, just coincidentally, a co-host just faints watching the whole scenario? Are you prepared for that?
Of course we are. All the staff at the donor centre are fully medically trained to look after you if you take a dive.
I wasn't meaning me. I mean, it's like co-hosts in general. Like, anyone's co-host went along with them to film them getting
just
their blood.
Just a coincidence.
Yeah, just like coincidentally.
What time do I have to be down there?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. All right. Done. Sealed. I will be there. Looking forward to the milkshake. John, thank you for coming into the studio for once. I know you're a very, very busy man. We'll see you down there at 11, okay?
No problem. I will see you there.
Gold star for adulting.
This morning, it is a Thursday. We like to do gold stars for adulting or adulting now on 13, 12, 16. What have you done this week where you've really stepped up and you've been an adult and you've done something responsible?
Yeah, you paid a bill on time, or maybe you remembered to get your vote back for the, postal vote.
I did that straight away.
Yeah, you did. Congratulations.
Got it, filled it out, back in the post, done, dusted.
I got mine this week, so I've just got to return it up. Done
just
my little tick.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got to take it in and post it.
That's good. Glad to hear it. But, you know, you get your say. Get it done. It's important that you do.
And we could award you with a gold star for doing so.
Oh, yeah. 13, 12, 16. What have you done this week in the world of being an adult? Have you stepped up, taken on responsibility where maybe you have been letting it go for a while? I know I was guilty for many years of just not cooking for myself.
Yep.
And Mum would just every week package up meals, would just like freeze meals and then bring them to me.
Yeah, and they like make lasagna for like a week or whatever, and you've got a week's worth of lasagna in the fridge or a month's worth. Or I've got friends whose parents do that for them still. That is amazing.
Yeah. How old are they though? Because my mum did it for ages.
Yeah, I was going to say, 24, 25, 26.
Yes, nearly 10 years after you've left the house.
Yeah.
Pretty much. 13, 12, 16, people are already calling. Have you done something in the world of being an adult? Let us know. We could award you with a gold star. We give away gold stars.
Gold star for adulting.
What do you deserve a gold star for? Have you been an adult this week, taken on some responsibility and done it yourself?
Something you'd normally ask Mum to help you out with, I think, is the key to know if it's a gold star worthy thing.
I actually went to the effort of finding out how much pressure my tyres needed in the car and checked my tyre pressure.
Well done.
Yeah, there's a little... I Googled it, obviously, because I'm not, and this is well established, not a car person. There's a little note thing on the side of the driver's side door.
Yeah.
Indicates the tyre
PSI,
pressure.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, there it is. Good. Filled it up.
Good. Well done.
We're massively flat.
Really?
Massively flat.
Ooh.
I didn't realise. So you have your car tyre pressure up, helps fuel efficiency. Did you know that?
Yeah. Gets you good on the highways and whatnot.
Yes. All the orange highways.
Bathurst, your city,
yeah, very
your
true.
Sydney regular.
Pop over to Dubbo or something like that.
Yep.
Gold stars this morning, 13, 12, 16. Who do we have? We've got Kim this morning on 13, 12, 16. Kim, what have you done that deserves a gold star?
I cooked some sausage rolls for a birthday party.
Oh, wonderful. Nice. Gold star coming your way.
What inspired the sausage rolls? Were you like tasked with them, you know, said birthday person said, oh, can you please bring the sausage rolls? Or was it something that you were like, oh, I'll do something nice?
Oh, well, I thought I'd do something nice, and they tell me my sausage rolls are pretty good, so I thought I'd make some.
Yeah, nice. That's very good of you.
Any leftovers? Like,
yeah, you want to drop some off at the studio?
Bring some in?
Oh, yeah, might have one or two I can drop in.
Yeah, good. You know how to play along. Well done. That gold star is all yours.
Yippee, thank you.
An interesting story coming out of Colorado Springs in the US. Kathy Bird, she's a mother. She's publicly outcried to stop a runner from using her front yard as a toilet.
Oh.
Yes. She said she first became aware of a woman who was...
Oh, a woman?
Yes, a woman who was using her front yard to go twosies during her run of a morning. Her kids said, hey, there's a lady taking a poop. So I came outside and I'm like, are you serious? Are you really here doing this in front of my kids? She's like, the woman in question was like, yeah, I'm sorry. She told this to KKTV. Very interesting. The woman disappeared. You would think, oh, she's been sprung. That's the
end
of it.
She'll never do her run through that, like, stretch again.
She's been seen now multiple times in the week since.
That's not right.
In the week since the original discovery. What the hell? The picture that's been posted as well and shared looks like someone who's maybe training as a marathon runner or something like that. So they've got the full kit on. They've got the running gear on.
Yeah, and it doesn't seem like someone who wouldn't have a toilet in their own house. Like,
but isn't part of marathon running, you know, there's the tough part of where do you stop?
Yeah.
Along the way. I don't know.
You're right.
I'm trying to rationalise it, and it's probably something that you shouldn't rationalise, but... Yeah, I don't know, but why?
I don't think you should go
in someone's front yard. No way.
It's bad enough when someone lets their dog go in your front yard and you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, absolutely. And but like, to find someone out there with a newspaper.
And like maybe she should be taking a little dog poo bag as well and picking up after herself.
Oh, no, okay, let's wrap that up. That's too much. Too much to even consider. Who does that sort of thing?
Public pooper. What is she? They've given her a name, the Mad Pooper.
The Mad
is what they're calling her in the media.
The final catchphrase of the story is, "However, she remains on the run." So, dun, dun, dun,
she's a gone. Runner. Trending now at hit.com.au. One, two, three, four.
The Beechwood Homes. Visit their new displays in Paterson Gardens Estate Orange.
Alrighty, so I've got some new stats coming out today which reveal university students of the current generation are the most tech-savvy, academically qualified generation ever. However, what? According to the latest stats, they struggle to boil an egg or change a light globe, with 2/3 of students admitting to never having paid a bill, 38% have never sewn a button on, and more than a quarter have never washed their own clothes, which is this research is showing, which is pretty scary. So masters of the digital world, they're showing, you know, how skillful they are as a generation. Mm. However, things like managing cash, making friends, staying healthy are among some of the biggest challenges.
Right.
So there you go.
Sure, you can program the computer, but you can't
hang a picture or put the washing machine
boil
on.
Boil an egg.
Mm.
Interesting. Do you find that surprising? Do you find... Because, at the same time, we are staying at home with the parents
like a college scenario as well for a lot of uni students.
The whole, taking care of yourself doesn't really kick off until a little bit later.
Yeah, I'm not overly surprised, but a bit disappointed.
Also, too, trending now is the fact that another lawsuit has popped up being filed against Taylor Swift for her 2014 chart-topping Shake It Off.
Yeah, I heard that, actually.
TMZ is reporting that Sean Hall and Nathan Butler, who wrote 3LW's 2001 banger Player's Gonna Play, are seeking 20% of the royalties from Taylor Swift's track.
Ah.
So take a listen. So
is it Player's Gonna Play?
That's the line. So this is how Taylor's Shake It Off goes. Shake it off. Now, this is the other song in question. So that's the conflicting line.
Isn't it more of a saying than a... Like, to me, like, players are going to play, haters are going to hate. Like, it sounds more like an inspirational quote rather than, like, lyrics that it could be copyrighted.
Well, actually, in recent times, I mean, this claim has more legs to stand on than any other sort of... song lawsuit that's been out there. The closest thing that's come to it is when Ed Sheeran quietly added TLC's No Scrubs writers to the writing credits for Shape of You, because there's that hook in there that's very, very,
very similar
and familiar. So, who knows? There was one previously. I know Taylor Swift's been sued before, but that one is thrown out of court. There wasn't enough, I think, to... to stand on there, allegedly. Yeah. But, yeah, so there you go. Sounds a little bit familiar, but we'll have to see what the court says. That's what's trending now. You'll find more details with Scoopla at hit.com.au. Get this interesting story. A woman's posted on, I think the website is Mumsnet, about how her pregnant sister has just announced that she would be naming her baby the same thing as her. So the mum has posted that her sister's basically taking her kid's name. So she's got two kids. Her eldest is Hayden.
Yep.
Now, when Hayden was born, Hayden's a boy, then her sister went and said, all right, I'm having a baby now. It's a girl. I'm going to call her Hayden.
Ooh, so stole confusing, stole tricky, that. Yep.
Now,
but one that, like, Hayden, it's a girl. You know, it is a sort of different...
Different-ish.
Different scenario, yeah.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Well, the mother also has Oliver, who's 2 months old. Now, her sister, in her third trimester, has just announced that the name of her baby will be Oliver.
So now she's taken really bad.
Both names.
So bad.
And this mum in question's written on Mumsnet, am I being unreasonable?
No, not at all.
To think this is a bit unfair. 13, 12, 16, who stole your name? Do you think it's unfair?
Oh, most definitely. And your sister as well. It's one thing if they were a friend and you could sort of, you know, phase them out forevermore, but that's your sister. Like, they're cousins.
Yes.
Think about the poor grandparents when they have all the cousins and stuff, you know.
Streamlines
all the
it, I reckon.
Yeah.
I think it streamlines it. They just buy the same present and puts the same name on both of them. That one's for Hayden, that one's for Hayden. That one's for Oliver, that one's for Oliver. Same present, two kids, done. Both around the same age.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they could get away with bulk birthday buying in future.
I mean, that's really bad. But, you know, I'm interested to see what people have to say because there is the case as well that there's popular names. Like, a lot of people will have the same... Like, I know I've got about 3 friends that have a kid named Lily Rose. It just was a really popular name about 4 or 5 years ago. And so I've got a heap of friends. Some of them don't know each other, you know, or Eva Rose or that style of name.
Yep.
And so I know people who have those names.
Those.
Like, and I don't think it's a copying thing. I think it's a trendy thing.
Well, 13, 12, 16, who stole your name? Have you had someone take your baby name and use it?
Ooh,
yeah, I mean, I think, isn't it the general rule that you just don't tell them? Like, you keep the names like that close to your chest.
Yeah, you never shouldn't be sort of spitting out names.
I remember sitting at a work function and we were talking, this was before Scout was born.
Yeah.
And, like, the people, I didn't reveal any names whatsoever, but they were just, like, digging and digging. They want to know names. They want to know what are you thinking, what are you considering? Like, no, we can't reveal it. Can't let anything out whatsoever. What if someone takes it?
Yeah, exactly.
They could pinch it, and then what are you left with?
And such a unique name as well. Like, such a unique name.
Yeah. Well, 13, 12, 16, if you've got someone who's stolen your name and used it before you had a chance and you're heartbroken... Let us know about it. 13, 12, 16. This morning, who stole your name?
The two sisters. One sister appears to have copied her older sister's 2 kids' names.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Mum put this up on Mumsnet. Sister stole Hayden's name and Oliver. So she's got 2 sons and her sister's taken Hayden for her little girl and then Oliver, who's yet to be born. And so she's pinched both names, like they've already been used, and now she's taken them. I think, which is worse, if you've got kids and then the names have been taken afterwards, or they beat you to the punch and they take the names.
Beat you to the punch is a big one.
That's the worst.
Yeah, like, you know, growing up, especially if you're sisters and you're like, oh, I always wanted to call my kid this, I always wanted to call my kid this, and then the sister's like, that is a good name. And then, you know, the sister gets pregnant first and they're like, I might use those names.
You'd disown your sister, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, you'd have to.
You'd just cut loose.
Like, there's an episode of Sex and the City about that where someone steals Charlotte's baby name that she had planned for her future baby.
We've all seen the episode, mate.
of course we have.
13, 12, 16. Katrina is joining us. Katrina, who stole your name?
Yeah, well, when I was in my mum's stomach, so she had some really good friends down the road on another farm and... she told the lady her baby names that she thought, oh, you know, perfect. She really hoped that she was going to have a girl. And the lady had her baby a month before me and took the name.
Oh, so Katrina, what would have you been called? Do you know?
I would have been called Ruby.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's a name, isn't it?
It is. It's a very beautiful name.
Yeah, but apparently the neighbour took it, and Mum was very upset, so I'm no longer Ruby.
Did Mum get revenge? Did Mum just give the silent treatment? Because that's pretty bad.
Yeah, Mum just gave the silent treatment. They don't talk.
As you would. Everyone needs good neighbours, unlike those neighbours. That's a tough one. Thanks, Katrina.
Yeah.
When you get beaten to the punch.
See, like, I remember as a young kid, I went to a friend's baby shower, like Mum's friend's baby shower, and I didn't really know her, and Mum wasn't that close. I think it was one of her employees or whatever. And I remember her saying her baby name, and she wanted to call her kid Charmaine. And I thought that was the prettiest name in the world. I just, as a sort of seven-year-old, I just thought Charmaine was the most beautiful name.
Mm-hmm.
So a few months later, I got hermit crabs. And I named my hermit crab Charmaine.
Charmaine.
I stole a name.
Did they know?
They never knew.
They never knew.
But I had a beautiful hermit crab named Charmaine.
That was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening, whoever you are.